Ballad of Sybil Ludington. Listen, my children, this is gonna be fun. It's the story of Sybil Ludington from Fredericksburg in Putnam, New York State. She became a hero. The deed was great. Now, Paul Revere was a hero in a Longfellow poem, but he got stopped by the British when he left home, and Paul was 40 when he made a famous rap. But Sybil was 16 when through Putnam she cried, "The British are coming, so get your guns ready, get your men set, get your aim steady." A 16-year-old girl with a hero's heart wrote to finish the British before they could start. 26th of April, 1777, the weather was pouring down from the heaven. A rain-soaked Sybil went through the town telling folks, "Don't you dare let me down." All she had was a horse, a stick, and no doubt, and she must warn the people. They heard her shout, "The British are coming, so get your guns ready, get your men set, yeah, get your aim steady." A 16-year-old girl with a hero's heart wrote to finish the British before they could start. Well, they gathered in CT near Danbury Fair. That mall would never be built if she wasn't there. She rode on and crowed like a midnight rooster, warned them in Mayapack, Carmel, and Brewster. Warned them in Dutchess, woke them out of their beds. Warned them in Ridgefield to not get caught dead. "The British are coming, so get your guns ready, get your men set, get your aim steady." 16-year-old girl with a hero's heart wrote to finish the British before they could start. She came home to 400 backwoodsmen at her father's farm against all those English men. And they rode north to Danbury, a tough battlefield, but they beat them back at the Battle of Ridgefield. Yes, they beat them back at the Battle of Ridgefield. And that's Sybil's story with one fact for fun. Still, they changed Fredericksburg's name to Ludingtonville. And today we remember that young Putnam girl with a statue in Carmel where she sings to the world, "The British are coming, so get your guns ready, get your men set, get your aim steady." A 16-year-old girl with a hero's heart wrote to finish the British before they could storm. Wrote to finish the British before they could storm.